Medway and the Ad Council.
Stephen's Good Day program for the 3rd of January. Joining us in conversation at this hour, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. Roberta are back later on this week. Men are more likely to tell lies than women and feel less guilty about it. 3,000 people were surveyed. Researchers found out that the average man tells 3 lies every day. An equivalent number would be, if I've done the math correctly, 1,092 lies.
Wow.
A year.
And Tiger Woods above that.
Yeah.
However, the average woman appears much more honest, only doesn't tell the truth 728 times a year, about twice a day. So I want to go around the table here. Jennifer, when's the last time you knowingly did not tell the truth?
Oh, gosh.
According to this, you've...
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a bad... Well, this isn't that bad. But last week when my family was in town, my grandfather and his wife, they didn't want to go to my cousin's party, so I said they were going to meet my Uncle Dave. Sorry.
That's what you told the people at the party.
Right. But I went to the party, so I kind of just lied for them. Does that count?
Well, it means that you didn't tell the truth. But if this number is correct, there are at least two things that you've said, like, in the last 24 hours that weren't true.
No, I'm trying
what
to remember.
What have you said?
Now, this includes white lies, too, right?
Not necessarily, no. This is more...
Because I consider that a white lie.
Well, here are the top 10 lies. I have the top 10 lies for women, the top 10 lies for men. You want to hear...
Oh, that outfit looks good on you.
All right, go ahead, Rizzi.
Yeah, those are white lies.
You want to do the top 10? You want to do the big voice announcer?
Sure, hold
here.
On one second.
The men's top 10 lies.
Number 10.
It's just what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Number 9.
You've lost a lot of weight.
Number 8.
Sorry, I missed your call.
Number 7.
No, your bum doesn't look that big in that.
Number 6.
I'm stuck in traffic.
Number 5.
I'm on my way home.
Number 4.
It wasn't that expensive.
Number 3.
I had no signal this was going on.
Number 2.
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine.
Number 1.
I didn't have that much to drink, really.
Number 10.
Number 10 in the women's department. It's just what I've always wanted.
Number 9.
No, I didn't throw it away.
Number 8.
Oh, I've had that ages.
Number 7.
I'm on my way.
Number 6.
It was on sale.
Number 5.
I've got a headache.
Number 4.
I didn't have that much to drink.
Number 3.
It wasn't that expensive.
Number 2.
I don't know where it is. I haven't touched it.
Number 1.
Nothing's wrong with me. I'm fine.
We should make a lie doll, like an excuse doll, and you could voice it. We'll just pull the string, and, you know,
yeah.
People don't have to do it themselves. It takes them out of the equation.
But those are white lies. We use all of those lies all of the time.
All right,
don't
so
we?
What would be a serious lie that wouldn't be included in there that you might have?
No, officer, I did not kill that woman.
You're right.
Yeah.
I wasn't speeding.
You weren't speeding? All right, that's those
white
are.
Lies are blah, 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 there to protect somebody's feelings or to keep you from getting it. A regular lie is like, did you do this? Yes, I did it, when you actually did not do it.
I lied yesterday.
What'd you lie about?
I was hanging out with this girl in my building. She needed a place to stay over the weekend, so I offered my apartment. And by the end of the weekend, I was getting extremely annoyed with the girl and just wanted her to go back to her own apartment. So I told her she had a subletter in her apartment until, like, the person was supposed to be out by noon yesterday, but it was 1 o'clock at this point. And so I said, look, you got to get your stuff out. I have things to do for the rest of the day. I'm going to hang out with my friends, and I won't be at my apartment all day.
I wouldn't have said, the only thing I wouldn't have said that I'm going to have to go hang around with friends. Just say, I need to leave, and you need to be out of here at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, because everybody knows you don't have any friends.
Right.
Yeah, that's luckily she's not a listener to this program. Right.
I think you get into trouble when you put too many details into
right.
it.
Right. Thank you, Maria. Yes. Don't say – there are too many people who go way too far in explaining things that don't need an explanation. It's none of the other person's business. You have something that you want to get off your mind. Don't make an excuse for it. Yesterday, perfect example. I have a woman who's running the milk store now who's a wonderful human being. But she can't stand it when people are in trouble and who are who need some kind of attention. She can't stand it if that isn't handled as part of a resolve to many times greater problems. So she's supposed to be working with a colleague, with a lady that has been at the store since it opened, and the lady has problems, and we've had problems with her husband, and you know, it's been around and around for 3 or 4 months. So yesterday I was really annoyed because there were supposed to be people in the store helping her do the work. That was part of the deal, and nobody showed up. So she gives me all these excuses for why these people didn't show up. And I keep saying it doesn't make a difference. They haven't done what they said they were going to. They're not living up to the agreement, and that's not fair or right. And then she keep going back to, but it's these people they have the problem. And I said to her, Mary, you're not hearing what I'm saying. They may have a problem, and that's a shame, and it's perhaps they can fix it. But in the meantime, I have a problem because you don't have enough help in the store to help you do things that need to be done. And beside that, I'm paying you more because you're working more hours than was the agreement with the other folks who are working here. But they have a problem. She kept going back to it. She couldn't get herself out of the way of these people and their problem, which she doesn't know this, but we've been dealing with their drama for months and months and months, and it's time for it to stop. And that's what I was trying to say to her, but she couldn't get it. She couldn't, it didn't compute with her. She just wanted, she said it didn't bother her that she had to work more and she could take care of it because she felt badly for the people. I said, Mary, you have to, if you're working more, I'm paying you for doing the work that I've already paid them to do. And
right, so she's your peacemaker.
Right. Well, she wasn't the peacemaker in this service. She was trying to make me feel better about knowing what I already know, that they have problems, but they made a deal with me conscious of their problems, and they haven't lived up to their deal. So I'm not happy about having to do something that is beyond, especially her, having to do something beyond.
The fun part of all this is when you, as the employer, end up paying more money because of these people's problems.
Right.
And sure, she doesn't mind helping out because the people have issues, but it doesn't cost her more money because you're paying her to do work that you've already paid them to do.
Right.
Or in my example, I end up paying more experienced people who make more per hour to come in and fill in for people on weekends because they have an issue.
Yeah. Right. And that's
that
the way it
goes.
Just
cost me $100.
Around and around and around and around.
Yeah.
And it's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. How did we get off onto that tangent? Why did I tell that story?
Lies.
Oh.
Lies.
Well, I know. And these people telling me that this is a problem and it isn't really that problem. It's another problem. And, you know, you can see through that stuff pretty easily. And then you lose your goodwill aimed at those people.
Let's cut through all the stuff. What's the last lie you told?
Me?
Knowingly. I mean, you go ask all of us, so let's cut to the chase. What's the last lie you told?
The last lie that I told?
If I'm going to guess, it's about somewhere you needed to be and you didn't want to be there and you made up a story as to why you couldn't be there.
Well, that happens for occasion.
Yeah. That happens with all of us. We all do that.
Right, it does. That I was happy today.
Yeah, that's a big lie.
When did you say that?
Yeah, when did you say that? I
said this. I started off okay. My intentions were good when I started.
Yeah.
The essence of where the day
that
has gone.
Earlier,
however.
But that was earlier today. Because since I've been here,
you're just uncomfortable.
Yes.
It's not that you're unhappy. You have a new situation with your headphones and microphone, and it's making you uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That does not mean that you're unhappy.
It does. I'm really unhappy.
He's unhappy.
There's no need to be.
I understand.
Trust me on this.
Oh, it's a change, and Doug's not really good with that.
No, that's not true at all. I don't mind change. It's just...
No.
You want change to sound nice.
Yeah, right, exactly. I want to be able... For it not to be a distraction, because normally I am, as you know, and for those of you who may be new to the program, if there's anybody... Bob Kay and I have been working together since 1968. If there's anybody who's in this country, anybody on the radio anywhere... who is comfortable in front of a microphone, it's me. There is nothing about being in front of a microphone that bothers me in terms of what the content of whatever I approach, I'm always pretty comfortable. Even if I've messed it up, I can usually find my way out of it and not have it sound too much like it's messed up. But when there's something about, I'm now smiling about this because I'm a creature of habit to a certain extent. I am used to traveling and having different circumstances technically around me and rolling with the punches. It's easy because I've not encountered anything that I can't overcome. But there's something about this combination of things and...
You're laughing.
Bob, I have this old, I love this little control box that I have here that I've had.
It's a mixer. Yeah.
It's
mixer.
2 feet to your right.
I have had, go ahead, I'm turning your
it's
microphone.
It's 2 feet to your right. That's what's causing the problem.
It gives me control over various things.
Didn't you just tell Maria that you don't mind change yet yourself?
I don't mind change.
Right, then get a new mixer.
If it's change for the good, well, maybe that's what we have to do. Maybe that's what we have. But I love this old box has been with me around the world.
Let's don't bother the listeners with this. I have a solution. I have an idea.
All right, Bob has
don't,
an idea.
Don't bother the listeners right. with it.
Okay, we won't bother them.
You are funny.
All right, so now I'm. I said I was happy.
All right, so then
I
now you told the truth.
But you're happier now, I can tell. Your cloud is lifting because you're talking about it.
Well, because I'm getting close to the end of the program.
Do you want
to
hear me, do you want to hear me breathing some more?
Oh, yeah. I can hear when Clay picks his nose, that's how good the sound is.
You heard that?
I heard that, yes.
Just be glad Roberta's not here.
Yeah,
all of us.
That's what I was thinking. I'm so happy Roberta's not here
function.
Because they're going to listen to all of that stuff.
She would be taking her spoon and her soup bowl just to annoy you.
Yep. Yeah. You hear the breathing, yeah.
Anyway, okay. So
we're
enough
okay
about
today.
Me. That's
it's going to be good tomorrow.
It'll be good tomorrow. All right. See, there it is. Tomorrow, folks, you can worry about or think about tomorrow's program.
Meanwhile, the listeners
today, who gives
right now, we got a radio show to
do. No clue.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door, and now he's opening his imaginary door, and the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now, and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later...
Wow, I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
Can I really tell what I feel about everybody today? Like this
go ahead.
No
hold barred.
You know how annoyed I am with all of you today?
Hey!
No. After Jennifer
never does
fine.
Anything to annoy you.
Jennifer's fine.
I'm the one who cranks you up.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. Maria, once in a while.
I've been staying out of your way today, dude.
Yeah, I know you.
I wish you would have done this 2 hours ago. 20 really cranked me. That was fun.
Many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Doug.
Air drums together.
Got a whole lot of love. We're doing birthdays for Monday, the 3rd of January, 2011. And John Paul Jones, his real name is John Paul Jones Baldwin, bass player for Led Zeppelin, is 64 today.
Wow.
A whole lot of love is something we certainly can identify, like Stairway. It's one of those Led Zeppelin classics.
Yep.
And what a difference in style from one to the other. In fact, it's Sir George Martin's birthday today. He was the responsible party for the Beatles in terms of production, getting their air studios working right. He's a genius, genius.
The guy is a genius.
Really, really.
He arranged their music and made them what they were.
Yep, he really did. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer George Martin, born this date 1926. Let's see, we have Dabney Coleman, birthday today, 78 years of age today. Let's see here, what was he, what do we think about him? 9 to 5?
9 to 5 was probably one of the bigger ones, but he's
President
been in a ton of things.
President's plane is missing, he was in Buffalo Bill. Let's see here, the Rocket Hall of Famer, Bobby Hull from the Boston Bruins. You like hockey, Jennifer?
I love hockey.
His birthday is today. Guy is, he's 71. Ooh.
Wow.
There's a sticky wicket. Stephen Stills' birthday is today. Stephen Stills, as in Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Sometimes without Young, right? Crosby, Nash, and yeah.
He was one of the sane ones.
Yeah, the other guys had too much drugs. Buffalo Springfield was his first group. I've told you the story 100 times about how they got named. Want me to tell it again, Richie, or not?
Make it quick.
The two members of the original group were traveling from Buffalo, New York, to Springfield, Massachusetts, and they were involved in construction on the interstate, stopped, and they were looking around, and they saw one of those steamrollers. When you put the asphalt down, you know how they go over it with a steamroller to pack it down. It was made by a company called Buffalo Springfield. So they thought, the trip is from Buffalo to Springfield. Here's this a piece of equipment called Buffalo Springfield. It must be.
It's a sign.
That's the sign for what we have to call our group. And they had three or four hits that were a little less mature than what you got at Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I think that's the best way to
think about it. Yeah, it was definitely a little bit earlier.
Right, exactly. That's a good way of putting it. Victoria Principal, the actress, is 60 today. No, is she 60? Yeah, she's 60 today.
Still looks very good.
She does, Richie. As a matter of fact, doesn't she do all those skin cream commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Very, very good. Mel Gibson, we all... You know his middle name is Colcumcille?
No.
Colcumcille.
Huh.
Won an Academy Award for Braveheart 1995, so his birthday is today. Now let's see if we... When we look at the things that are all about the people who are of January 3rd, dynamic, creative, sharp, quick mental responses mark your life. You really work on projects and ideas. Well, he's done that pretty much through his career, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He's an independent filmmaker.
He's got a big one to work on now.
Yeah, he's got a lot. And work and vocation is not his problem. His problem basically is imagery, but does it go, or does it get fixed? Will people give him any credibility at all?
He's done.
I think pretty much people have written him
sad.
Off.
Sad. We all liked him, but he's...
Right. But he's a drunken
done.
Fool.
Right.
That's in the, that does not, by the way, show up anywhere on his chart that I can see. So maybe, I don't know about his moon and where his rising sign is. I think his head's up is, you know what, though. 28 after the hour.
An important anniversary in our history is here.
The 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, and anniversary programs run for 5 years because obviously the Civil War ran about that long.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Civil War commemorations have started.
What's great are battle reenactments.
Peter Greenberg is the travel editor for CBS News.
You'll see the Alesi battle reenactment in Lake City, Florida. That'll happen in mid-February. You'll have the Battle of Bentonville. That'll happen in March. Charleston, South Carolina, huge series of lectures, retrospective music and film festivals.
There's also the War Between the States weekend in Cumberland, Tennessee. For more information on years of events, go to CivilWar150.org and also check our website.
I'm one of those people that think that if you don't remember the past, you're condemned to repeat it. Even today, there's so much we still need to learn about the Civil War that will help us to move forward as a nation.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
An N Plus discount.
Shut the door, can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter.
All right. It's 33 past the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day. Doug is barking back at Charlotte at the moment.
No, I'm not. I'm just... you have to. Why don't you guys talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I figure this out here? Yeah, you're doing
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, let's take over the show, you guys.
Well, Doug's been like technical, you know.
Well, here's the deal with Doug. Doug loves his little comfort zone. When he's back on the farm, everything looks the way he wants it. All of his little piles of paper, if you're watching him on the Ustream, which he doesn't have up today because he lost his camera.
It's a bad day.
But he's got all of his little piles. You know, this pile is to talk to Chucker, and this pile is to talk to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, and this pile is to talk to Roberta and the Queen of Cheap and all that stuff. And you knock one of those little things out of the way. And that's it. The whole day.
The explanation of a horse's ass is a picture of you.
I'm just trying to explain why you have been knocked off of your horse today.
Did you reboot your computer? Because we just heard boom, boom, boom.
So Bob goes in today to reinstall a piece of equipment that has not been installed for the last year.
Yeah.
And it is just wreaking havoc over Doug's life today.
No, it's okay now, though.
You're better now?
Yeah, I think it is.
Did you switch it?
Yeah, Bob's a genius.
Bob is a genius.
We'll just write this off. It just takes a while to think about things. Hey, what's the simplest way we can get around this beast called the Comrex mixer? So now I think I feel like
do
I'm
we
more
need to regroup?
And you still have your control. I do, as a matter
we're
of fact.
We're not on the air, are we?
Yes,
let's,
we are.
Let's do this whole show over again.
Right, exactly.
Take two.
Well, the important thing, here's the other side. We always tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. We had a very important, there are two aspects to this program, adjuncts, if you will. One of them is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is a two-hour presentation that I do in the morning from 4 until 6 East Coast time. And today, we started with that program on American Forces Radio to replace Dr. Laura. So, Laura Schlesinger, most everybody knows, is now Gonzo. And
take on the day.
Yeah. So what bothered me is that, frankly, there would be any kind of glitch in it. And Richie,
sounded great.
We tested this earlier in the morning, and Richie said I sounded fine, and I felt fine about everything except the connection or the coordination of all of the sounds that come into my head wasn't right.
All the voices.
All the voices.
He was hearing other voices, yeah. I think.
Right. I was hearing other voices.
But he does. I mean, he has to hear Jennifer and Maria and me and the music and the commercials.
He's making more tweaks right now.
Right. So there's all those noises that come back into Doug's head, and they were all driving. But I will assure you that during our first day on the American Forces Network, you sounded great.
Yeah.
You have nothing to worry about. This is a good hour.
Round of applause. Yeah.
This hour,
Charlotte
not so
approves.
Much.
All right. So we were talking earlier about men and women not telling the truth and the fact that men more often than women do not tell the truth. So I'm wondering, as I go one step further, you know how my mind works. Now that we've gone through all of the nuances of how my mind works in one way, I'm always very interested in what – ethical. I'm interested in ethics, morals, standards, and mores. And some people think that morals and mores are the same, and they are not.
What's a more?
A more.
It's an eel.
And, right. Or it's love. A more.
Oh.
No, mores are, I suppose, a more specific set of standards, if you will. If, for example, if you lied to a customer because your boss asked you to, what does that say about you? Your boss says to you, I'm telling you as your boss, you have to say this to this customer. Do you do it? And is there a good reason? Maybe the boss didn't tell you what the reason was, but you told a story because the boss said, please do this. It's for the good of our company. It's for the good of our lasting relationship. Or in other words, if you want to keep your job here, you'll do what I tell you to do or you're fired.
Right.
So then what do you do? The problem is we're all bosses here and we aren't workers. And I think there's a difference. We look upon it. Maybe Clay, you'd be the best person to answer.
So if Doug asked you to lie.
Yeah. So let's say that I come up to you or the guys that are in our management office in New York say, I want you to tell this client such and such, and you know it's not true. What do you do? What do you say?
Well, I mean,
you're 20 years old, you're in New York, you get fired, you'll be out on the street. So what do you do?
I mean, in that case, I'd lie. I'd do it. I mean, I wouldn't like lying. So I'd be out on the street.
You just passed your yearly review, Clay.
Yeah. Oh, Jeff, I'm going to call him right now.
Yeah, right.
I used to be a used car salesman.
Yeah.
And an honest one at that.
Really?
And that's hard.
That's rare. Yeah.
It's hard.
It's an oxymoron.
No, it's not. It's not.
You didn't spin things a little bit. I'm not a spinner.
I can spin.
All right, okay. So here's another
spinning
example.
Spinning is not lying.
Of whether you tell the
spinning
truth.
Spinning is selling.
Yesterday, Rich McFadden's life yesterday was highlighted by a call from me at 7 o'clock in the morning.
He
and
woke
then again
me up.
At 10 o'clock last night. He started his day and ended his day with me.
I was
two
asleep
different problems.
Both times. Called me up, woke me up. And then when I fell asleep, called me up and woke me up.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, the first problem we had was a fellow that I'm trying to help is coming up here from Florida to work on the farm, and he has an old truck and the transmission played out. So I asked Richie if he could try to find a way to help him because he was somewhere south of him in Virginia, didn't quite know where. So Richie worked on it off and on during the course of the day. But my first question to him, because Richie and I don't say hello, I just said when he picked up the phone, so is the testament of loving you, the fact that I would call you to ask a question when I know you're sound asleep, and his response was,
Can you say it on the radio?
No, no, no. He said his response was, the test of loving you is that I answered the phone.
Pretty quick, actually.
It's all right. Yeah.
Good thinking, Rich.
But Rich isn't, I'm usually, when somebody calls me up and I'm out of a dead sleep, I'm up and at it. Richie's not good at being awakened. He does answer the phone, but he's pretty groggy.
If I needed to be, I would be.
Yeah.
But right. In that scenario, I definitely
so then be. Last night, Bob and I were working on this stuff for an hour or so to fix this little doodad that we have in the studio, and so I wanted to...
Good work, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Finally.
Was worth it.
I think your doodad still needs a little work.
Like a Three Stooges episode over there last night.
That's pretty funny, Clay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I called Richie up.
Nice guy, eh?
And we didn't get something. I don't know what it was. Why did we call him? We couldn't get through to the network.
You had tried to call here.
Clueless.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, Weekenders here, you know.
They're clueless.
They're going to be able to do what you were asking them to do.
They're clueless.
So he's like, I'm trying to call the network to get a connection to see how it sounds. And, you know,
let's But I forget why I called you, though.
You wanted to make sure that we could test before we went on the air this morning.
Oh, right. That was it. Yeah. So I wanted you to get. So go back to sleep so you can get there early.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for waking me up.
Don't be late.
All right. So anyway, I feel much better now.
No, you sound so much better. Yeah.
Isn't it funny, though? We really are. Well, I don't know if it's the creature of habit thing, but I just am maybe I've been doing this for as long as I have, and I want it to be very consistent. And so even if I am moderately distracted, and it may not be the sign of a pro through and through, but, you know, I mean, I think as we were talking about a few minutes ago, there's not much that happens in front of a microphone or in this world that throws me for a loop. People, when I'm on the road and we go into a place the last minute and there are plugs everywhere and wires everywhere, and we don't know in 14 seconds I'm going to go.
Those pole dancers came in that
way. Yeah, right. It doesn't bother me at all.
In those circumstances, you walk in mentally prepared to handle whatever happens.
Right.
You're at home.
Yeah.
At your desk.
Comfort zone.
With your comfort zone.
I'm protected.
And when it doesn't work, you get annoyed to no end.
Oh, boy, does he.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be universal. Everybody understands that. Anyway.
Yeah, I know.
All right. But anyway, so we're talking about telling the truth, and I've just told you the truth. That's what we all got. Now the cathartic experience is over. And if we can't share the truth among us who are friends, among we who are friends, us who are friends, we're on us.
Us
as an object, yeah, right. So the thing is, if you thought you knew your boss and he comes to you with an off-the-wall sort of a thing like this and asks you, Marie, have you ever asked any of your employees to do something that when you look at the end of your life, you're going to think to yourself, oh, gee, why did I do that? Have you ever asked your customers to do, I mean, your employees?
No, my employees, no. I mean, there's been a few times where I've said to them, if you're not comfortable doing this, let me know and I'll
Don't
take care
the door
of
hit
it
you.
Myself.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I mean,
same.
But just
that
like
work?
Kind of silly stuff. I would never ask anyone to do anything.
Like dress up like a monkey and
whatever.
Give, you know.
Like, what are you talking about then?
When I was my first job in radio, I was worked in the promotions department at a local mix type station.
If there's any liars in the radio station, that's where they're going to be. They are in the sales staff.
So they wanted me to dress up like an ice cream man and hand out ice cream in the office building.
Perfect. Yeah.
And I was like, no. There's a lot of things I'll do. That ain't one of them.
You wouldn't do that?
Huh?
Well, you wouldn't do that? That'd be fun.
In the all-white suit with the white pants and the white shirt and the white...
No. You'd look good in that.
Yeah. Whatever.
I'm picturing it.
I'll wear it on a
date. Good humor
you,
man.
I'm not wearing it. I'm not dressing up as the good humor man.
Yeah, that's not really lying.
The good humor man.
Yeah.
The good humor man. That's what that is.
Well, one time I asked one of my Jewish employees if she would have a problem writing... We worked for a very Christian-based client, and she was writing, like, promotional copy. And I finally said to her, if you don't feel right doing this, let's have someone else do it.
Why?
Because she was having to write all this very Christian-based copy, and she's Jewish.
So
you know what I mean? Well, I don't know.
It's
no,
not,
she
it's
didn't
not like
have
she's
a problem
being converted.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she didn't have, you know, I mean, So I did ask her, though, you know, if you're not comfortable with it, then I'll find
right.
someone
else. It would be like if we were writing Muslim stuff or, you know, if you did something like that, Rich, if you were writing some extremist stuff that you didn't agree with.
Well, that's not extremist. I mean, it's just it's promotional material. That's like when we used to have a car on the lot that was just the ugliest thing you ever saw in your life. But basically, it was a decent car. But it had sat there for 90 days. Doug's still playing with his computer. It had sat there for 90 days, and no salesman would want to walk up to it. You know what? There's nothing wrong with this car. Go sell it. Just because everybody in the world doesn't like it doesn't mean you can't sell it. You have to do your job and make somebody fall in love with that car. Mm. It's a decent car.
Anybody ever exaggerate his or her accomplishments on a resume?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody, right?
I got snagged doing that big time in the New York Times.
How do you mean?
In the New York Times you got snagged?
Yeah, actually, because I did this Business Week article. Remember way back when everybody was launching internet businesses and we all, you know, you wanted to make your business look as large as possible because that's what everybody was doing. Right. So I made a comment to a reporter about, we have.
And he checked you out.
No, we set up, you know, different accounts. Well, a New York Times editor wrote an editorial about whether or not it was ethical that me and other business owners set up fake email addresses for our businesses to make them look larger. And it ended up in the New York Times.
Hmm.
With specific reference to you?
Yes.
Really?
And literally for a decade, that one article has haunted me. I have had college students email me and say, I'm working on a business ethic project, and this article, you know, our professor wants us to analyze it. Can you comment on it? I'm telling you, at least once a year I get an email like that based on that article.
Can you comment?
No, because I've moved on, you know.
Yeah. And so since then, our business has grown by leaps and bounds.
Right.
We've added another 2,000 emails to our.
We have another 1 million listeners to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
That's right.
All right, 13
right.
before the hour on Good Day.
Your mother always told you to say no to peer pressure. So when you hear how 4 million drivers switched to GEICO last year, you aren't swayed. Then again, those 4 million drivers probably saved hundreds by switching to the nation's third largest car insurance company. Maybe your mother was wrong. Maybe you could have joined that hippie commune in Montana. Or maybe you could save money by switching to GEICO today.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Epinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth. Just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Wonders.
The new year is only a few days old, and we already have lots of news. Good morning. I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. And here we are, first weekday of the new year, 2011. Yes, many of us will go with 2011 as compared to 2011, but more about that some other time. Let's quickly go back to last Friday night. Times Square, middle of Manhattan, New York City, approaching midnight. There's a countdown in there someplace. 3, 2, 1, and that's it. That doesn't sound like a million people. Anybody have any resolutions to pass along?
Start jogging again.
Stop smoking.
To be more healthy and happy.
Here's hoping we keep a couple of those. And with the new year, a number of states and elected officials hit the ground running. New governors taking the oath of office in Michigan, New Mexico, and elsewhere. The new governor of New York State, Andrew Cuomo, was sworn in just as the new year arrived.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
President Obama, still technically on vacation in Hawaii, actually did some work over the weekend, signing a bill into law yesterday, a measure that pays for medical care for first responders to the 9/11 terror attacks in New York City. And for some 647,000 Americans making minimum wage, January 1st meant a raise in pay for them in seven states, Arizona, Colorado, Montana, Ohio, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington State. How much of a raise depends on which state you live in. All of this just a little taste of a full platter of news from the first weekend of the new year, and as the saying goes, we're just getting started. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Over our New Year's weekend in the West, just a touch of fresh new snow, so we keep piling on the fresh patch powder for some quiet midweek runs. Now, Arapaho Basin in Colorado, riding the fresh patch powder in 95 runs. They're up towards full operation in Arapaho Basin. Beaver Creek moving on to 1,700 acres over 140 runs. They picked up just a touch of fresh snow. Keystone moving up over 3,000 acres with pretty much every run. Copper Mountain 134 trails, while at Winter Park you'll find over 2,500 acres open. In the east, the little January thaw is over. We're back to good grooming and snowmaking weather. Sunapee in New Hampshire riding at 50 runs for 14 miles of terrain. Big Boulder in the Poconos checking out 15 runs. They stay up near full operation. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania with up over 30 runs. Their day and night as well. While at Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, 20 trails full operation from six less. Nighttime skiing is going to be happening later this week at Sugar Mountain, North Carolina. More details can be found at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, last Friday, the last trading day of the year, light trading and a mixed finish. The Dow up 8, closing the year at 11,578. S&P was down 1, NASDAQ fell 10. For the year overall, the Dow with an 11% increase, S&P up nearly 13%, NASDAQ with a jump of nearly 17% for 2010. Speaking of numbers, Mega Millions, the multi-state lottery, is now even bigger. $242 million up for grabs in the New Year's Eve drawing last Friday night. Nobody matched all the numbers, so the first drawing of the new year tomorrow night worth an estimated $290 million. Mega Millions played in 41 states and Washington, D.C. Business at the box office over New Year's weekend.
If I get Henry permission to climb a wall, he can climb a wall. I'm calling the plays now, so you just got to step back and accept the fact that I have got this.
Whoa!
Ouch. Little Fockers stayed ahead of the pack for a second straight weekend, pulling in another $26.3 million. The remake, True Grit, came in second with $24.5 million. Overall, 2010, a disappointing year for Hollywood, with higher prices for 3D movies failing to offset a decline in attendance. The number of movie tickets sold in 2010 was down about 5.5% from 2009. Couple of closing New Year's notes. First, you may have heard of these polar bear clubs, folks who, on the first day of each year, feel absolutely compelled to jump into a cold body of water. Brooklyn, New York City. That polar bear club did their thing in the frigid waters of the Atlantic Ocean off Coney Island on Saturday. So, how was it?
The water is very, very cold. Soon as you go in, your feet go numb and your legs go numb, but it's a lot of fun.
It just feels healthy and invigorating, and we love it.
Yes, you love it because you're nuts. But for a good cause. Over 1,000 people took the icy plunge to help raise money for Camp Sunshine in Maine, a camp for children with life-threatening illnesses. And finally, across the country, there were a few first babies of the year born right at the stroke of midnight, New Year's Day, 2011. Among them, Princess Ivana Andrews. That's her name. Born at Downstate Medical Center in New York, her mom had this to say.
I was sitting here trying to ease my pain, watching New Year's on TV. Next thing you know, it was 3-2, push.
Talk about timing. Who needs a ball drop when you have that? I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that mattered.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.